welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, Parenting with Love and Logic, by Foster Klein and Jim Fay, and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Effective parenting centers around love. Love that is not permissive, love that doesn't tolerate disrespect, but also love that is powerful enough to allow kids to make mistakes and permit them to live with the consequences of those mistakes. End quote. Are you tired of the power struggles between you and your kids? Parenting with Love and Logic will give you some excellent strategies and tools to effectively parent your children. By showing your kids love while you also share the logic behind your request, you'll empower both parties with a more loving and more effective approach. And that is a win-win for everyone. Author Foster Klein, MD, is an internationally recognized psychiatrist with expertise in working with difficult children and using his knowledge to consult with parent groups, schools, and other organizations. Co-author Jim Fay is a top educational consultant with over 30 years of experience as an educator and school principal. You'll benefit immensely from their great expertise and insights. Big thoughts we'll explore in this Life Note include parenting styles, what works and what doesn't, the Love and Logic method, avoiding control battles, letting kids learn from their choices, and finally, a review of several of the 48 common problems parents face. You'll walk away from reading this book well-equipped to deal with many of the common issues that parents face in raising their children. The first big thought: parenting styles, helicopters, drill sergeants, and consultants. Quote, why do young people sometimes seem so stupidly self-destructive? The tragic truth is that many of these foolish choices are the first real decisions they've ever made. In childhood, decisions were always made for them by well-meaning parents. We must understand that making good choices is like any other activity. It has to be learned. End quote. The authors begin the book describing several parenting styles and explain which are effective and which are not. Let's take a quick look at these and see if you recognize your own style here. The first style is helicopter parenting. Quote, some parents think that love means revolving their lives around their children. They're helicopter parents. They hover over and then rescue their children whenever trouble arises. End quote. The trouble with this approach is that the parents end up stealing important learning opportunities from their kids. If they continue to bail them out of everything, whether it's a forgotten lunch or a poor test result, kids may then grow up without knowing how to fend for themselves. The second parenting style is the drill sergeant. Parents that act like drill sergeants constantly tell their kids what to do, and they better do it right. The problem with this approach, say the authors, is that, quote, kids of drill sergeant parents, when given the chance to think for themselves, often make horrendous decisions to the complete disappointment of their parents, end quote. The final parenting style is the consultant. In contrast, this is an effective parenting style that gives kids choices, but within limits. For example, if it's cool outside, the child can choose whether he wants to wear his coat or bring it with him. The limits that are set are based both on safety for the child and also on impact to others. But the key point is that the kids have some choice, and they get the opportunity to learn that their choices have consequences. Have you thought about articulating the specific parenting style you would like to employ with your own kids? Is it time to stop hovering so much or telling your kids every move they should make? Use this great book as a resource in developing and implementing strategies that will work best for you and your kids. Proactively include these specific strategies in your life book and keep tweaking them until you find what works best for your own situation and evolve them as your children learn and grow. The second big thought, the Love and Logic method, two rules. Quote, our intervention into our children's problems demonstrates a selfish love. We must rise up in a higher love, a love that shows itself in allowing our children to learn on their own, end quote. There are two fundamental rules that Foster Klein and Jim Fay share with us that helpfully guide parents in employing love and logic with their kids. The first rule is this, quote, adults must set firm, loving limits using enforceable statements without showing anger, lecturing, or using threats, end quote. An example might be, if your child has a super messy room, rather than yelling and screaming at him to clean up, you can say that he is welcome to join the family for ice cream once his room is clean. Or you can give him a choice. The authors use an example of asking if he would rather go to church dressed nicely or in his pajamas. The great part of this strategy is that there's no battling going on. You're giving your child a certain limit or guideline, and if he doesn't comply, he only has himself to blame for suffering the consequences. He's learning the price of his choices. Let's now look at the second love and logic rule. Quote, when a child causes a problem, the adult shows empathy through sadness and sorrow, and then lovingly hands the problem and its consequences back to the child, end quote. If your child has to go to their room as a result of their screaming temper tantrum, as you bring them to their room, you can make a remark that essentially says, oh, what a sad choice you just made. You can express empathy and sadness that the child has to be in their room instead of playing with their siblings. The key point is that they are seeing that they made the choice and are now suffering the consequences. The two rules of love and logic seem like a brilliant approach. Note that as parents, though, you need to enforce the limits that you set. If the child learns that you're not really going to follow through on enforcing those limits, she will not learn the important lesson that you're trying to teach. And as we will find out next, the older the kids get, the bigger the consequences. The next big thought, learning at affordable prices. Older kids, bigger consequences. Quote, the older a child gets, the bigger the decisions become and the graver the consequences of those decisions. Little children can make many mistakes at affordable prices. They can pick themselves up and try again if things don't work out. End quote. One of our favorite pieces of advice in this book is to let your kids learn lessons when they're young, because mistakes are more affordable early on and get more expensive, or rather have bigger consequences, as children grow up. If your kids don't learn how to deal with the bully in their class in the second grade, how will they learn to say no to the drug dealer in high school? If they don't learn to stand up for themselves as kids, will they be able to refuse to get in a car with their friend who drank too much at a party? The price tag clearly gets higher as kids get older. As parents, it can be hard to see kids learn painful lessons, but the authors remind us that, quote, we can hurt a little as we watch them learn life's lessons now, or we can hurt a lot as we watch them grow up to be individuals unable to care for themselves, end quote. The next big thought, avoid control battles, giving choices to kids. When parents pull in the reins, those children resist and are filled with anger. Kids who start with too much power force us to tighten the limits around them, and that makes them angry. No one really likes to be told what to do. In fact, as the authors astutely point out, adults are the same as kids on this point. When we lose control, we get angry. When someone tells us what to do, it feels frustrating. So how do parents win the war with their kids who battle them for control? The answer is that we give them choices. Here's a classic example of a power struggle. You're calling your kid to come for dinner and he ignores you. Rather than continuing this nightly battle, the authors advise using this approach. Quote, we'll be serving dinner for the next 20 minutes and we'd love to have you join us because we love eating with you. We hope you make it, but if not, just catch us at breakfast. End quote. After a night or two of missing dinners and having to go to bed feeling hungry, there's a pretty good chance your child's going to learn the consequences of his choice of not making it to the dinner table on time. Here's another example of a choice. Quote, would you rather pick up your toys or hire me to do it? Or, would you rather clean your room this morning or this afternoon? End quote. By adding some choice into the equation, kids get to feel a greater sense of control, and the endless battles can be minimized or even eliminated. The next big thought, let them learn from their choices. Empathy with consequences. Quote, when our kids blow it and suffer the consequences, it's crucial that we express our sadness to them. End quote. In the earlier example, the child that continuously would not come to dinner ended up learning from his choice that his choice had consequences. If he didn't make it to dinner on time, he would suffer the consequence of being hungry until breakfast. Clearly, there's a logical consequence to this choice. The authors advise parents to also demonstrate empathy. This is the love part of the love and logic concept. As the parent in this situation, you might say something like, "It sure must be challenging to go to bed feeling hungry tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you at breakfast, though." In this case, you're showing empathy for the consequence that he caused for himself through his own poor choice. The beauty of this approach is that rather than having constant battles and power struggles with the child simply learns that he has to take responsibility for the choices he makes. Rather than directing their anger at their parents for controlling them, the child only has himself to blame for the situation that he created. And equally as importantly, he learns that the parent isn't the enemy as they demonstrate their empathy and caring for the child despite his poor choice. The final big thought. 48 common problems, from tantrums to going to bed on time. Quote, "Let's love them enough to allow them to learn the necessary and crucial skills of responsible thinking and living." End quote. One great aspect of this book is that the entire second half of it outlines 48 specific strategies, or what the authors call pearls, for dealing with everything from temper tantrums to television watching to toilet training. Let's look at just a few helpful examples so you can see how love and logic can be applied to common problems that parents face. Temper tantrums. If your child is throwing a screaming fit, what the heck do you do? In Parenting with Love and Logic, we learn that while you can't stop the temper tantrum from happening, you can change the location. The authors believe that if you remove the child from your presence and put them in their room, they're learning that the temper tantrum is not something you're going to put up with. And it's likely that the temper tantrum will stop when they no longer have you as their audience. Going to bed on time. Getting your child to go to bed on time is a common problem parents face. Some great advice. Quote, "Bedtime, like many other control issues, can be diffused by giving up control." End quote. So again, give kids some control within limits, and if they choose not to go to sleep on time, have the courage to let them suffer the consequences of a day or two of bleary-eyed tiredness. Experiment with giving kids a little bit of control or choice when it comes to bedtime, and you might just end the battling completely. Some other common problems addressed in the book include car wars, backseat battles, homework, pet care, swearing and bad language, and many others. This is a wonderful resource for parents to be able to flip to the section of the book that addresses the specific problem they might be dealing with in their own household. As parents, you might feel at times that you're in this completely on your own, and that can be a lonely, frustrating place to be. But don't forget that, like anything else in life, you can learn from the wisdom of others, and also by experimenting with new techniques and learning what works for you and your kids. It seems to make perfect sense that a combination of logic and love is a great strategy to employ. If you agree, you're going to find so much value from this great book, Parenting with Love and Logic. So there we have it, Klein and Fay's strategies for a more loving and more effective approach to parenting. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.